Good morning. It's now time for another Castle Country Focus. Joining me in the studios this morning, Carbon County Sheriff Jeff Wood. How are you this morning, Sheriff?
I'm doing super. Spring is in the air. Summer's around the corner. I'm excited.
It is actually this morning on our way out of the house. My son said, Mom, did the time change again? Because it's so light. And I said, yeah, it's just because summer's almost here.
I love it. The days are getting long. Baseball season's upon us. It's just
full
good.
Swing. Yeah. It's an exciting time. I love it.
I'm coaching 8-year-olds this year, and they are a Ooh. Hoot. They're so fun. My little grandson's on a team, and it's a good time.
Is it... Eight. They're getting there. They're getting the concept. A little younger, it's like herding cats.
Yeah. They're just past that phase. We're still... Kind of, but they can play.
Still a little squirrel here and there, a little distracted.
They get distracted every now and again. Speaking of distracted, so we've been having some complaints about speeders over in the Liberty Estates area. Just want to give everybody heads up. We're beefing up our patrols up there. Liberty Estates is kind of out of the way, out of sight, out of mind, and the road that leads into it is where people are speeding up over the hill. So we're going to be up in that area kind of keeping an eye on stuff. We don't want to have to put up a 3-way stop sign or something on that street. We'd rather just get everyone aware that that is a 25 zone and to slow down. There are kids riding bikes and things there. So we're going to try a few things before we get too crazy, but we want to beef up our patrols first.
Yeah, for sure. And you know, it's true. There are always kids in the streets up there. Every time I go up there, there's somebody outside, whether they're walking the dog or kids riding bikes. They're all over the place. And I can also see how easy it could be to speed on that road.
Yeah,
you just get off the highway, and you've got to be quick to get on that road.
Exactly, and it's a longer approach for a subdivision. I mean, there's one house that you pass, and then you go a little ways, and then you start getting into the subdivision. So, just let people be aware. Slow down. We're getting some complaints there, so we want to give everyone a chance to right the wrong, so to speak.
Right, for sure. And you know, this is also the time of the year that every single child knows school is almost out.
Yep, we're almost
there. They're
to the
aware,
end.
They are ready, and they're antsy, especially in the mornings getting on the bus. So be extra cautious.
Be careful, yeah. And it's testing time right now at the school, at the high school anyway. So the kids are going in later. But just kind of be aware of that. Graduation's coming. You know, law enforcement takes a pretty aggressive stance on underage drinking. We'll be out and about. For graduation and for Memorial Day weekend. So know that we're there, and know that if you're caught, you'll get a ticket. That's just how that works. So.
Yeah, you don't make unwise decisions on your very first summer as a non-school student.
Exactly. And you know what? Celebrate. You've accomplished a lot. If you're a senior, you've accomplished a lot. Celebrate your accomplishments, but do so responsibly. Make sure that you're not doing anything that's illegal. It doesn't give you a free pass just to run wild because you graduated.
Right, for sure. So. And, you know, I'm one of those people that on that weekend of graduation, I don't want to be out driving just to be safe, because you never know who's out on the road. So even for those individuals that are not celebrating a graduation, you still got to be cautious.
Well, and it's a catch-22 because that is a heavily traveled, that's Memorial Day weekend. So people are going to be traveling. It's really the first opportunity to get out and go camping or go recreating. Vacations begin. And so the roads are already jammed with people. Don't be out on the roads if you're not able to be driving. You know, that's just silly. The other thing that I wanted to let everyone know about, there's a new scam going around. There's people calling on a phone. It's a telephone scam saying they're collecting money for a fallen officer. It's a 100% scam. Don't buy off on that. Generally, those types of deals, if there's a fallen officer and they're raising money for that, it would be through a financial institution. It wouldn't be sending a check to some obscure address somewhere. And if you get that call, and we love the fact that our community supports law enforcement so much, and these scammers are preying on that, if you get that call and you think it might be a legitimate thing, call your local law enforcement entity, and they can clarify for you if that's real or not. And of course, I'm still getting the local scam that they're calling saying you have a warrant for your arrest and you have to send money right now or the cops are coming to get you. We never, ever, ever do that. If you have a warrant, we'll just find you.
Right.
Yeah.
We're not going to waste our time calling you.
We're absolutely not going to call you and give you a heads up. Hey, by the way, you got a warrant. We're looking for you. That never, ever happens. And so there's that one. There's the IRS scam that's going around that they claim they're the IRS and you owe money. And if you don't pay them right now, they're going to turn you over to law enforcement. You'll be in trouble for that as well. So those are some of the ones that I've been dealing with over the last few weeks. The fallen officer one was brand new. In fact, Brandon Wilson got that call last night from somebody. And so he wanted me to get that out, that we got a scam, a new scam. So,
well, and that's another thing is our community is so giving and caring, especially when it comes to our law enforcement. So absolutely, this is a community that would fall victim to something like that. And it's because everyone here has got such an incredible heart. So like you said, if you do get that phone call, and I've had many scam calls come to an abrupt end when I say, thank you, I'm going to go ahead and give the sheriff's department a call and confirm this, and they'll just hang up on you.
Yeah,
that's a dead giveaway.
Yeah, that's absolutely a dead giveaway. And you know, I have people all the time come into the sheriff's office and say, hey, I got this call, would you call them? And I've called dozens, and they change their numbers and the whole nine yards. It's funny to watch that go away. Sad thing is they're not in our country generally. They're in some faraway land that we can't even do anything with them.
Right. So if you do have any questions, if you think that something seems a tiny bit suspicious, double check. If somebody does call and ask for a legitimate thing and you double check on it and it comes out that it's legitimate, then you're just going to feel that much better about it.
That's right. And just another little tidbit, as of 2 weeks ago, I haven't been up there this week yet, the Argyle Road from 9 Mile to Indian Canyon is still unpassable due to snow. And so is Bruin Point via Dry Canyon. So I'm thinking some of those higher roads like that are still going to be unpassable. Seems like you should be able to go everywhere from the way the weather is down here, but up there it's different. So
it is different, and it gets cold still, really
very cold. Yeah.
I mean, it's still a little chilly down here at night, so you can only imagine up in the higher country. Well, Sheriff, is that everything?
That's everything. It's great to be here. It's an awesome week. I hope everyone has a good week.
Oh, for sure. That has been another Castle Country Focus with Carbon County Sheriff Jeff Wood. Again, if you have any questions at all regarding any call scams that you may have received, give them a call at the Sheriff's Department. Contact your financial institution. They always know about them as well. They can definitely point you in the right direction, whether it is a legitimate offer or a scam, which 98% of the time it will be a scam. You can find additional information on this interview by heading on over to our website, Castle Country Radio. com.